U.S. helicopters are at work in Haiti, ferrying food and water to distribution points in and around the devastated capital, where 3 million people struggle to survive. General Ken Keene, who is commanding U.S. military relief operations in Haiti, says logistical obstacles to aid delivery are being overcome.
Every day we increase our capabilities to reach out.
That assessment is shared by the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, John Holmes.
What we're seeing is that the aid effort is beginning to scale up. We're all frustrated by the fact that there's not as much aid on the streets as anybody would like, but I think you'll see that effort scaling up very rapidly.
General Keene says U.S. troops are working to assume more responsibility for aid distribution, which will allow U.N. peacekeepers in Haiti to focus on security concerns. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked the Security Council to boost the U.N. stabilization mission in Haiti by 3,500 troops and police officers who would join 9,000 security personnel already there. Port-au-Prince has seen looting, gang activity, street scuffles, and generalized chaos since last week's earthquake, which obliterated what little civilian authority Haitian officials exerted over the capital prior to the disaster. Haitian police officers that remain on the streets have been overwhelmed by the lawlessness surrounding them, at times resorting to shooting in the air to try to restrain the populace. Scuffles have also broken out around UN peacekeeping forces, which responded by rhythmically beating batons against their shields. One bystander commented on the despair Haitians feel and the actions it provokes.
It's not their fault. It's just the stubbornness that the people are starving, people are hungry, they don't have any place to stay, they don't have nothing. They're just hoping for something.
Asked about the security situation in Port-au-Prince, U.S. General Ken Keene noted that gang activity and lawlessness existed in Haiti before the earthquake. He said crime levels are actually lower than they were prior to the disaster. Last week's earthquake damaged Port-au-Prince's airport and seaport. The U.S. military has assumed control of air traffic control in and out of the capital, prompting complaints from some aid organizations and foreign officials. One French official is quoted as saying, "International efforts are about helping Haiti, not occupying the country," inferring that the United States is assuming too much control over the operation. Asked about the complaints, General Keene had this response.
"We are here at the request of the government of Haiti, and we're working in partnership with the UN forces.
Meanwhile, international aid pledges for Haiti continue to grow. The European Union offered more than $500 million in assistance, and hundreds of millions more have been pledged by the United States and other nations. Death toll estimates from the earthquake range from the tens of thousands to the hundreds of thousands. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.